Once upon a time, in the tiny kingdom of Swaffyland, there lived two best friends named Beki and Nandi. They loved exploring their beautiful land, which was unique because it was surrounded by other countries, making it landlocked. However, they often wondered how their small nation managed its precious water resource. One sunny day, while playing near a stream, they met Gogo, a wise old woman who knew many secrets about nature. She told them about the importance of water not only for drinking, but also for farming, electricity generation, and wildlife survival. Intrigued, Beki asked, "But Gogo, how do we ensure we always have enough water, since we don't have access to seas or oceans?" Gogo smiled and began sharing stories of Swazi ingenuity, water harvesting. She explained how people built things like dams, weirs, and mini dams to collect and save water when it rained so that everyone could use it later. As she spoke, she showed them a little model village with these structures made out of clay and twigs. It helped Beki and Nandi visualize what she meant. Then came another fascinating concept, water conservation. Gogo taught them that every drop counted, urging them to fix leaky faucets promptly and adopt efficient technologies. Moreover, encouraging others around them to value water would make a significant difference. By now, both kids were eager to spread the word in their community. As days passed, Beki and Nandi discovered yet another trick up Swaziland's sleeve: water reuse. Industries and institutions cleverly recycled used water for tasks like irrigating fields and running factories again. Not only did this reduce waste, but it also eased pressure on freshwater supplies. However, One question still puzzled them. Why didn't Swaziland face severe droughts if managing water so well? That's where Gogo revealed the final piece of the puzzle: transboundary cooperation. Neighboring nations like South Africa and Mozambique worked together with Swaziland to develop shared programs safeguarding water security across borders. Alas, despite all efforts, climate change started affecting rainfall patterns. But even amidst this challenge, encouraging others around them to value water was even amidst this challenge. This will make a significant difference. By now, both kids were eager to spread the word in their community. As days passed, Beki and Nandi discovered yet another trick up Swaziland's sleeve: water reuse. She explained how people built things like dams, weirs, and mini dams to collect and save water when it rained so that everyone could use it later. As she spoke, she showed them a little model village with these structures. Beki and Nandi learned valuable lessons. No matter how hard you try, some things are beyond control, requiring collective action. Just like their beloved Swaziland, working hand in hand, can lead to innovative solutions, ensuring our most vital resource remains abundant for generations to come. That's the only answer you need to know.